President Obama marked the end of the Iraq War at Fort Bragg last week after 9 years, more than 4,500 service members lost, and more than 30,000 wounded, as the last troops from Fort Bragg prepare to return home by the end of the month. Deployments to Afghanistan continue. WHQR Sarah Wood examines how the Cape Fear region is embracing homecomings while at the same time preparing for more departures.
With its close proximity to Camp Lejeune and Fort Bragg, southeastern North Carolina is naturally home to a large veteran population. At the downtown Wilmington campus of Cape Fear Community College, Veterans Affairs Coordinator Bob Philpott sits in the year-old Student Veterans Center.
We have a couple of computers and printers so they can do homework here.
Like so many veterans before them, the last 2,200 Fort Bragg troops come home to a sea of new obstacles that Philpott encounters regularly at the center. Traumatic physical and emotional wounds, a high unemployment rate, and rising substance abuse.
I think we were overwhelmed. Yes, I think we're doing better, and we still have a long way to go. We've got an awful lot of men and women that I think we have an obligation to help.
Philpott's philosophy is a lot like Kerry Beach resident Tom Russell's philosophy. With the help of the local community, veterans can begin to find their way back home.
Hey, Tom, are you in Jacksonville? I'm just before Camp Johnson.
Russell, a Vietnam veteran, started Step Up for Soldiers in 2004. He adapts homes of veterans who return with combat injuries and disabilities. So far, he's completed 15 projects.
It's not easy. I try and go in and just, you know, pat on the back and be a buddy. You know, I try and do what I think I'd want somebody to do for my two sons.
Russell checks out the home of veteran Josh Lindauer and his wife Emily. They've lived just outside of Jacksonville in their small home for the past 3 years, but it's slowly falling apart and money is tight. After three deployments to both Iraq and Afghanistan, Josh suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. Russell takes measurements to replace the thick cream carpeting with wood. Because of a knee injury, Josh drags his right foot. The carpet makes it even worse.
We wouldn't be able to afford to get all this stuff taken care of, and if we did do it on our own, it would take us years to get done. You know, just having the people come out here and do the work in itself helps out a lot.
Can I see if I just look, if I stand on top of the...
Russell climbs a ladder to check out the roof as Emily watches, holding their 8-month-old baby. She says after Josh's deployments, his unit wanted him to go back to Afghanistan again, but he was exhausted.
You know, there's no visible physical injuries, but it's the mental injuries. I think it can be sometimes not harder to deal with, but just different. You can't see it. You don't know. So.
Betty Goolsby directs the Fayetteville VA Medical Center, which runs outreach centers across the region. Out of the 51,000 local area veterans accessing services, 14,000 served in Iraq and Afghanistan. With the end of the Iraq War, Goolsby says those numbers will grow.
Living here in Fayetteville, I can tell the troops are back because the lines have gotten longer at the grocery store and there's more traffic on the road. But in terms of the VA, we will continue to see, as there is a drawdown in the force, more Marines, sailors, soldiers that are availing themselves of service in the VA.
How many will avail themselves across the southeastern nook of the state is uncertain. Goolsby says in the Fort Bragg area, soldiers tend to stay there when they return home or retire. The same is true of Camp Lejeune, where currently there are 12,000 Marines deployed to Afghanistan. As one extended war ends and another continues, smaller community-based resources like Step Up for Soldiers will be as imperative as broader institutions like the VA. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.